Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
What's up, you ass?
Yeah.
God, we're stupid. But you know what? It's Thursday, so we're excited. We're happy. Are you starting to do the Aaron Neville? Stop.
No.
Oh, it's going to be doing it all morning.
All morning. You got it in my head now.
No. Don't start the engines.
Let's do rock.
Oh, God.
No.
Stop.
Because I love.
Oh, you're just terrible.
You.
Surprised Kiki's still around.
Because it's hot pod.
Yeah.
Let's do rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Be part of it. Come be part of it.
Come be part of it. It's been less than 2 months since Mark Tremonti of Alter Bridge and Creed was named Guitarist of the Decade in a poll conducted by Guitar World magazine. Real quick, too, like, I'm glad that they mentioned Creed. They just didn't say Alter Bridge.
Question.
I love Creed. Mm-hmm. I love Creed. And recently, someone just posted a video of Creed performing live at Woodstock 99. Mm-hmm. They performed Torn. Dude, yeah. It's so good.
Question, though.
Yeah.
What is a guitarist of the what?
Guitarist of the Decade.
Of the Decade.
Of the Decade.
So what? Wow. So is it like skills and then like beats per minute you can strum at and then like live performance?
Well, I think this is a listener based survey. So yes, I mean I'm sure
people
they
just vote.
But that's crazy. And Mark Tremonti is one of the best guitarists mm-hmm. currently playing. And honestly, when you really look at all past guitars, the guy's insane. The guy is absolutely insane.
Can he play behind his back?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. He can probably play behind his back upside down. He's good. And sing.
Damn.
And sing. Well, you might think that getting that kind of accolade is a big ego boost, but Tremonti said that for him, it may not be so much of one.
It's a scary thing. All of a sudden, you have a target on you. I practiced more than I ever practiced after that happened, round the clock. Like, I'm not as good as these other guys on this list. I got to practice, you know. It's not about like who's the fastest or most technical or whatever. I think they said it. Players that were on the list were the people with a lot of records out and the people that drew people to the craft, people that made people want to pick up guitars, which is a big compliment.
I actually had I had a picture of Tremonti I got from a Guitar World magazine all those years ago.
Nice.
In high school. I had it up on there. He was one of the many that I had on my shrine to guitarists that I was not even close to being as good as.
Next to your Carmen Electra poster.
Exactly, right next to it. Yeah. Right next to it. Right next to my Dangerous Curves poster. Alter Bridge concluded their February tour in singer-guitarist Miles Gattennity's hometown of Spokane, Washington. But they'll hit the road again in May for a run that ends in Europe in July. They asked Kennedy, who also fronts Slash's band and has toured solo, what he's planning to do when that tour ends. Little did we know that he gave just the kind of answer that we'd get from Miles and Mark.
I think I'm going to paint my house.
By yourself.
Yeah. I was looking at my house the other day and I was like, I want to paint my house. I want to try.
It's a satisfying thing to do.
Yeah.
I just painted my house.
Did you?
Well, I got 3/4 of the way around the exterior before I had to go.
But did you actually? Because I want to learn how to use one of those sprayer things. Actually, let's start a company. Alter Bridge Painting.
You'd be surprised when I'm at home, just as much as I like playing guitar, I like pressure washing. Pressure washing is so satisfying, and then painting is so satisifying.
Wow.
I love it. Those are good. You know what? They're rock stars.
Home Depot.
They're rock stars.
Big day.
And they're painting their own houses. Yeah. If I ever got to that level, someone else is painting my house.
Right. Painting a house sounds like a good idea until you start.
You start. Then you're like, this is terrible.
It's a lot of. That's a lot of work.
Maybe their houses might be a little bit bigger than ours,
too. Yeah, you know? Seriously.
I painted a mansion. It's a 2,500 square foot mansion. What am I thinking? Anyway, awesome to hear from the guys, and congratulations to Mark for getting Guitarist of the Decade. Very, very cool and well-deserved. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, there it is. 1954, guitarist Neil Schon. Obviously, you know him from Journey, was born. He's done a lot of stuff on the site. Obviously, most notably Journey. I believe Neil was playing. Oh, God, I just watched Behind the Music. But he was on stage for another artist at like 13 years old.
Wow.
Can you imagine being that good that you're at 13 years old, you're already up on stage?
Hey, everybody, have a good night. I got to go to school tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. I see you guys. Yeah, go do my math homework. Right.
Sorry, the concert's getting done at 9:30 tonight because I have a curfew.
Yeah, you gotta go. Actually, I think it was Santana that he was playing with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, anyway, amazing. Happy birthday, Neil. That's your Rock News and Rock History, brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.